It's been 20 months since the first shovel was dug on a new home, new legacy, and a new beginning in the history of the Minnesota Vikings. And plenty has changed in nearly 2 years.
Well, we're past the 65% completion, and we're spending about $1.8 million each day. That's the burn rate on the construction project, and we've got 1,200 employees working two shifts to get the thing done. In November, the building will be fully enclosed, and they'll start the the finishes inside. So we're less than a year to go. July 29 of 2016, the Mortenson Construction will hand over the keys to the Vikings, and here we go.
From the groundbreaking to the Metrodome coming down to a new home starting from the ground up, thousands and thousands have been working together to build this state-of-the-art facility.
Well, I think it's been quite exciting about not only the amount of jobs that people are getting at a time when this project started and the construction industry was in a recession, but I think also the Minnesota businesses that have gotten the work. About 80-90% of the work have been Minnesota businesses, and a lot of them are small businesses that this is like their first shot, women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, and you talk to them and go, wow, I've never been given an opportunity to work on something of this size, and it's creating a real difference for me and my business, and I'm getting more business. And so from an economic development standpoint, from a job standpoint, this has been fantastic.
The new stadium has created countless jobs in the Twin Cities, but the reach and impact of this project has gone far outside the metro area. From a steel manufacturer in Wisconsin to the scoreboard being built in South Dakota, the impact of this project has been endless.
So the Viking Stadium is the largest project we've worked on. We knew what kind of people we were going to be working with, and so it was really easy for us to want to chase and go after that job. And for us to say we were part of that is really cool, and it's really cool for our people. So it was a very easy decision for us to want to be part of that.
While the thousands of workers have accomplished so much, there's still plenty to do, with the stadium's opening just over a year away.
Yeah, I think it's nice to take a breath of fresh air, look out the window and say, wow, this is pretty cool. And this is obviously something, we'll do a lot of that after it's open. For right now, we're, making hundreds of decisions every week on, what kind of door handles and where do the conduit lines go and how does this line up and what's the plaza going to look like and the pedestrian bridge and all these things that all tie together. And we have to be able to make decisions between the authority, our operator, the team, the design team, and come to consensus and be able to continue to push answers and push, when costs go up, look at a different way of doing something, decide whether we really need to do it or not. So there's, most of our days are sat in rooms going through excruciating detail and trying to come up with a consensus among the different parties so that we can push answers out to the construction team and get this thing built on time.
The new home for the Vikings sees constant change on a daily basis as the building continues to take shape. The coming months will only bring more changes with key milestones in the stadium's construction ahead.
Well, I think the biggest thing right now is we need the roof buttoned up by November 1st. The ETFE, the clear roof, has welds between the pillows, and the fabric doesn't work very well as far as putting it up for the first time below 40 degrees. So the other thing is if the roof is buttoned up, we can start bringing in things like millwork and, seats and other things that can't stand up to rain and snowfall and the elements. So the key thing now, I would say, above everything else, is to making sure that building is buttoned up by that time, period of time. That's sort of front and center. Everything else is secondary. And then, making sure all the coordination work happens. You have mechanical, electrical, you have plumbing, you have, all of the IT work is going to start here pretty soon. 72 different job, different tasks all put together and putting together the Wi-Fi and the cellular and the production room that the team will use and having all of that work and so that we can start testing it in the spring. That's going to be a big project as well. And it's all got to get installed in the middle of this construction going on. So there's 1,300 people running around over there and these new teams and crews are going to be coming in. Some of those people will go out when their work is done, and so the, you know, it just continues to, you know, hopefully people don't stumble over each other and the work continues to be smooth.
If this was a football game, we would be in the third quarter. With a construction project nearing the 70% completion mark and the final push ahead. So much has happened since December 2013 when construction started, yet there is still so much ahead. U.S. Bank Stadium continues to take shape each and every day as the new chapter, new legacy, and new home for the Minnesota Vikings approaches. Follow the construction of U.S. Bank Stadium with a 7-part miniseries, Building a Legacy, U.S. Bank Stadium. The bi-monthly show brings you inside the building of the new Vikings Stadium with unseen access and content. And don't forget to check out Vikings.com for daily updates on the construction of the new home for the Minnesota Vikings.